AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Police say that five adults found dead inside a North Phoenix home died after a shooting in a suspected dispute about the family's business. Police Sergeant Trent Crump says officers discovered the bodies after an hours-long barricade situation.
When our officers arrived, we did see one female down in the home appear to be deceased. So these officers set a perimeter around the home, and we called out tactical teams because we were given information that there were more people inside.
It wasn't immediately clear how many people fired shots, but police say they are not looking for any outstanding suspects. Two federal crimes have been filed against the Florida postal carrier who landed his small gyrocopter on the lawn of the U.S. Capitol. Doug Hughes was allowed to return to Florida, ordered to stay away from Washington except for court appearances. While officials study security procedures regarding restricted airspace, former CIA officer Fred Russman says the person authorized to shoot down an intruding aircraft would not shoot down someone like Hughes in his small copter.
The guy with his hand on the trigger, finger on the trigger, is probably going to say, "This is a kook. This is a kook. Let's just watch it. Let's bring him down, but we're not going to blow him out of the sky."
A Coast Guard cutter that arrived in San Diego Thursday was loaded down with more than 14 tons of cocaine. It was seized by U.S. and Canadian forces in 19 separate incidents in the Eastern Pacific, near Central and South America. The drug haul valued at $424 million. A woman accusing top NFL prospect Jameis Winston of rape has filed a civil lawsuit seeking damages.
The lawsuit, which goes into detail about the alleged 2012 incident, accuses Winston of rape, assault, false imprisonment, and emotional distress. It comes 2 weeks before the NFL draft, in which the former Seminoles quarterback could be selected as the first overall pick.
That's AP correspondent Carlotta Bradley reporting. This is AP Radio News. Authorities have released a frantic 911 call from the baggage handler who fell asleep inside the cargo hold of an Alaska Airlines jet.
The call came in shortly after takeoff for Los Angeles.
"Hello, I'm trapped in this plane, and I called my doctor. I'm in this plane."
"You're where?"
"I'm inside a plane, and I feel like it's moving in the air. Flight 448, can you please tell somebody to stop it?"
Before the bewildered dispatcher could call anyone, the cell phone connection was lost, but the baggage handler was found when the pilot heard him banging on the roof of the cargo hold and returned to Seattle-Tacoma International Airport. The man's employer says it's against company policy to hide in a cargo hold and take a nap. I'm Ross Simpson.
Kim Richards, one of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, has been arrested on suspicion of being drunk in public. Happened at the Beverly Hills Hotel after security guards said she refused to leave a restaurant and hold up in a bathroom. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.